You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Sass the Podcast.
What?
Just kidding.
It's me, Rachel.
Eric and I are in the Sass Podcast location today because, girl, it is toasty warm in our little oven of a podcast room, isn't
it? No AC in that room.
There is AC in this room, and it's actually quite cold in here.
I like it.
It's very chilly. But hello, everyone. Today, we are excited to podcast from a different location.
On different furniture.
With different microphones.
And different thing that the camera's on.
Different mindsets. Different
outlooks,
feelings about life.
Different pants.
We went camping. For Mother's Day.
We went what Colleen calls camping, which is when you stay in a cabin with a...
With a shower.
Shower
and toilet.
Air fryer. It comes with the little pods that you can make coffee. That's camping.
That's camping.
I did get lots of spider bites while sleeping, though. So that lines up with camping.
I didn't get any spider bites. I did get a couple of mosquito bites.
Whoa, jealous.
Well, this is what happens when you stay inside most of the
this
time.
This one still really hurts and is like,
can
you feel it?
See it. Where is it? Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Isn't it's so feel- firm. Yeah, why is it so firm?
I just don't know. If anyone knows, about like...
Why is it so hard?
I don't know, love.
Lovey. Stop. It's kind of weird. Why is it so hard? For real.
Love, they could edit the sound out of this clip and think you're talking about not a spider bite.
They'll do that anyway, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's concerning a bit.
Have you Googled this?
I've itched it. No, I'm not going
to... Oh, you know what? I saw
Google
a comment.
No.
I saw a comment either on this podcast or the other one. I can't remember which one. One of the podcasts. That said that like a pet peeve of theirs was when people say the wrong thing for itch or scratch. I think it was on Sass. And I am such I have to apologize about it. Like I don't do it right. I guess because if people say like you're supposed to say you scratched an itch, not I itched it. Like itching it, it's not, it is an itch that you, right? It's an itch that you scratch. You don't itch it. I have an itch, I scratch it.
Oh, okay.
But I say I'm itching it. Like I say itch in the wrong way.
Yeah, if you got the itch.
But someone
said
that
itches, you scratch it.
You just said I've itched
but
you know it.
What, but well, I feel like that's acceptable. But if you had something that was scratchy and you were like, oh, I got to, do you see where I'm going with this?
No.
I got to itchy it?
Well, no, but no one would say that. But like when I think
I got a scratchy.
When I think
you scratch my scratchy? Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. When I think of the word scratch, I think of like a scratch. I don't think of scratching. Scratching sounds like when you're hurting
Like you
something.
Got a scratch from like a cat.
Right. So I say itching on an itch. Like I say both. But someone had said like that's a big pet peeve of theirs. So I apologize. I think that's incorrect. I don't think you're supposed to say itching or
You really, if that person's listening to this, they're really pissed off at you.
I don't know. I think it was on Sass, so I don't even know if they listen to this one, so I don't even know if they're going to hear the apology or if it's going on deaf ears, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry about your spider bite.
Thanks, love. At least I didn't get bit by the rattlesnake I caught.
I know. Oh, my gosh. By the way, the people who run that ranch that we went to, I guess they watched my vlog because they just sent me a message. That's so funny you bring up that
they're
rattlesnake.
Like, why did you?
Flynn, if you haven't seen my vlog from our trip, Flynn found a rattlesnake.
He saved the day. To explain it, it was in the very much only walking path that everyone took right out of the cabin to like the other area. So we're talking 3-year-olds, dogs.
Kids are playing there like all day.
Playing there, and Flynn is the only one that could have spotted it, and he did, and I had to use one of his bug nets to move it away from camp.
Yes.
Cabin.
And the people who run the ranch messaged me and said, Flynn is amazing. I can't believe the rattlesnake and how calm he is. If one of us found that snake, it would have not gone down that way. And I just thought that was, first of all,
Not to panic.
Yeah, that's my favorite part in the vlog. There's so many favorite parts. It's like one of my favorite vlogs I've ever done.
It's a really good one.
You caught it.
Yes.
And you're holding it and you can hear Flynn go, I'm trying not to panic.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's really cute.
I think he's heard about them for so long, but to see one in the wild, that's only the second time I've ever seen one in the wild.
I don't know that I've ever seen
one. The other time was in that same national forest while camping on a hike, but this was different. It was threatening my family.
In the same national forest?
Yes.
Do you saw one at that ranch?
In the same, because that ranch falls within the Los Padres National Forest or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And I go camping at it's a big forest.
Apparently.
It's national.
Why is it called a forest if it's like not a forest?
Well, forests can have different, what do you mean?
Forest is like lots of trees.
There's trees. There's trees. You get weird.
No,
we're not. We're like, let's build a ranch in the trees. No, they built it in the flat, like rocky part.
Wait, but
there's
forest
if you keep going.
But a forest is like, I think like I could Vancouver.
I could show you this thing on a map. It's like as big as LA. It's big. It's a big forest.
Abby was telling Rachel that we think we're wrong. We think the woods and the forest are the same thing.
I don't know where to go with that. What do you mean?
Like Rachel and I, when you say the woods or you say the forest, like it's the same. And Abby says no. And I don't even remember what she thinks is like what's correct.
Wait, you're giving me that without the.
Because I don't know. I just know that I believe that to be true. Woods and forests, the same thing. But what you just said is that the national forest, it doesn't look like a forest to me. It looks like a deserty brushland.
In that particular area of it, sure. But in total, if you look, sorry for the podcast listener, I'm showing her. It's like all of this.
Oh, wow. That is a very large area.
It's very, once you get off the coast of California and you go inland and up into the mountains, like it's pretty much just all, that's all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a national forest, that whole area. How do you have you can just live on a national forest like that?
I don't know the real estate and zoning laws of national forests, but there's a big sign for it when you turn off to go to the ranch. Mm-hmm. And I noticed it this time and I was like, oh.
It said that we're going
to. I didn't realize
it
caused this like friction in our podcast when I saw it.
I'm just saying national forests, I think of like you pay a fee to go in and it's like a day trip or.
That's a national park.
Oh, what's the difference? I don't know. What's the difference
this is
between
just
these things?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's parks within this, but it doesn't say national park. It says national forest. I think it's just been designated by the federal government to be a national forest.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure would apply certain rules for, what's the word? Building things.
Yeah.
Development, I think is what I was looking for.
So is everything a national forest? I don't get it. You just like decided
what?
Half
is
of California.
Is everything a national forest?
Yeah, like I don't understand. Like it's just like it's not a national park. It's a national forest. Like
it's a national
isn't
forest.
Isn't everything in our nation a national land? Because like we're a nation?
No, I'm saying there's certain.
Who's calling you? Your dad.
My dad.
People really missed him on
about,
the podcast.
He wants to talk about what I think needs to relax.
Well, let's get into that.
Rats.
Yeah.
I am at war with rats and they're destroying everything that I hold dear. It's not the first time in my life either. I don't know I can't go into this humanely. You know what I mean? I got to fight back and it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rat bloodbath. It's them or me at this point. We've had to completely rebuild you mostly our chicken coop.
Yeah.
And then
you hacked an entire tree down.
There
tree
was
stump.
A near the chicken coop, you and Flynn found this like old stump and I took it and you said that you saw rats running out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my axe to it and about 50 or more rats ran out of it and over my feet. And since then, they said, okay, we see you turning our stump home over. We're going to eat all the wires within the engine of your new car.
Mm-hmm.
So our new family van didn't start yesterday on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Belated. Because when I opened the hood, you could see rat bites in everything. And in real time, why he's calling me is because I just got the estimate from the dealership that it's going to be $2,000 to replace these wires.
Yeah, these rats. Not to mention the amount of money I spent and time I spent fixing the chicken coop because they were going in and they were eating all the chicken food. And chicken food is not expensive when you have to buy huge bags of it constantly every few days because they're eating it all. And then I had to like buy all the supplies to rebuild the whole entire bottom of the chicken coop. It took me a couple weeks. And then now they've ruined the car.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I mean, they truly did. This is a lease. It's only got like 7,000 miles on it, and it's now, and it's like between what the kids do to the car, now the rats. I think we need like a moratorium on your little and I know you enjoy them, making your little creature videos with your cameras.
I haven't done it in so long. I actually have not. And the only reason in recent days that it's happened at all is because Flynn wanted to move the camera to a new location. Like, yeah, he was really excited about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been stopping because I don't want the rats. So yeah, I've stopped putting food out there.
We can't have any food source for them. And then I cleaned up the whole like trash can area because we have to keep our trash cans closed. Garage had like, I saw some rat stuff going on.
That's the other thing.
They're everywhere.
They ate through my grit bag for my rocks.
They're attacking your hobby?
Which is like, but like, guys, this is literally ground up rocks. Like, you're going to eat the grit that will literally, yeah. I hope they eat the grit. I feel like the grit would, I mean, I don't hope, I don't wish ill on any living creature, but like, come here, Daisy.
You can be on the podcast if you want.
Come here, Daisy. She's a camera hog. Daisy just walked in the room and she heard us talking about rats and mice and whatnot, which are things that she would never catch.
Nope. She is not a threat. She is not a threat.
Not at all. In fact, I feel like the rats could eat her and she'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, they don't care. It's real bad. So then after having the car, like, well, you know, being on the phone with the dealership all morning and then a tow company and then helping the tow truck driver get on his truck and now getting the estimate, it's been a pretty frustrating couple days of rat stuff after we just went through 2 weeks of rat stuff. And so I went to the hardware store today, and I didn't know this, but apparently this is a problem for lots of people. It must be because the demand is there and the supply is there. There's an entire aisle of just different, this is kind of like a smaller hardware store. This wasn't like Home Depot, the entire aisle of all different kinds of ways and things to trap and kill rats.
Right.
Like there was lots of options.
I know.
And I filled the trunk of my car with them.
I was confused by our conversation. I was like, oh, then maybe this is one of those things where a woman says it mustn't be true, or just me, but if you see it for your own eyeballs, then it's true. Because before you left, you were like, I've got to go get stuff to get rid of these mice and rats. And I was like, okay, yeah.
I had a sense of urgency about it.
Yeah,
yes.
You definitely did. And I went through this obviously a few weeks ago when I was dealing with the chicken coop. I said to you, just don't get the like snap traps because I don't want the kids play outside. And you, obviously we have to be careful because we have children and
pets.
You know, I feel like, and pets, I feel like we could keep the kids away from certain things, but like those snap traps, I feel like are gross and really awful. And also like, I was scared that the kids would get hurt.
Now,
the snap traps are like classic cartoon, probably what we grew up seeing.
They're still the same.
So,
yeah.
I know, but
the wooden ones with the little, yeah.
Yeah. But I told you before you left, I was like, just don't get the snap ones, get something else. And you're like, oh, that's probably all they have. And I was like, No, I know they have other things. Like, you can get other types of, there's lots
of
other types of traps and poisons and sprays.
I didn't think they'd have anything.
And you were like, I don't think so. I think there's just going to be the snaps.
Well, it's a mom and pop hardware store that I like to support. So I didn't think, you know, it was going to be, they're going to have all this stuff. And this is the trunk of my car when I got home.
Oh yeah.
And that's not even the wooden snap traps aren't even pictured.
You didn't buy any.
They're under stuff.
You bought them?
Well, these ones, it's like, I don't want to get into
it. Wait, you bought the snap traps?
Love?
That's the one thing I said not to do.
I know, but love.
And you just said that there was a whole aisle full to the brim, like a whole aisle of stuff that you could have chosen from.
I got all of it. I got everything. And I couldn't, they're so cheap. They're like $2 and they're so classic looking. And I knew where I was.
You wanted it because it looked classic for the aesthetic? You got classic rat traps
to keep
up
morale in the fight, love. And I knew where I was going to put them, which was under shelves in the garage that certainly no children or pets are going to play.
Love.
And that's where they are.
They're under shelves, like reachable for children?
No, they're not reachable for children.
Okay, girl.
I take full responsibility. I love these kids.
You do?
I'm not going to want them to get pinched by a mousetrap. That would make my life harder.
Oh my God.
I did something that I thought would be interesting. You have a lot of things. We talk about this a lot on this podcast where like, you're like, oh, I have a thing about this. I have a thing about fruit stickers. And I had these, we didn't talk about this in the podcast already. This was just privately the fruit sticker on my slide.
No, I can't even talk about it. I'll throw up.
So I somehow got like a sticker from a, what kind of apples do you like? Pink Lady?
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp apple. One of the stickers had gotten onto the heel of like of my, oh my slide.
God. Not the heel. It was on the sole. Like
on the
heels.
Sole where your heel goes.
Yes.
And so on my slides, like, you know, I'd like leave them around and she would see this fruit sticker on it. And you said you had to look away. Like you were gagged.
Yeah. And he goes, it just happened. I'm like, I've seen it for weeks. Like, I know it's been there for weeks because I've seen it for weeks.
It made me not want to take it off so bad. Who took it off?
Because
it's not there anymore.
It actually gives me shivers. Like, I actually have, like, I'm actually feeling nauseous.
Did you take it off?
I would never
touch
it.
It's gone now. And I was sad because I wanted to take a picture of it.
I could throw up, actually. I'm not kidding.
So you have a lot of things. And I'm late to the party, but I recently got like one of those AI apps because I needed it for a work something. And I asked it a question.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see how many isms, things, phobias, what would you call them?
Well, that one's a phobia, but like other things are just like...
you have a thing about
high
them.
High maintenance, annoying things about me.
Oh. Well, I don't mean for you to come off as annoying because
Oh, you don't do anything to make me come off annoying.
Oh.
That's all me. Don't take credit for that.
Don't sell yourself short.
Okay. So what?
I like your glasses, by the way.
Thank you.
You're very cute.
Thank you.
So I asked this AI app, hey, can you tell me 10 obscure things that drive some people crazy? And then I asked it again. So we have a bunch here and
okay.
you can just riff on these and see if
they bother
I'm
me or
betting
not.
That at least 90% of these things also drive you crazy.
Okay.
Number one, unaligned picture frames.
No, doesn't drive me crazy.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
This drives
turn
me crazy.
Around. I'm sure half of these are not correct.
Yeah.
I'm sure half of them are slanted.
I always am fixing picture frames when I see them. Still.
Yeah. I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't like drive me crazy. It's kind of like, oh, I should fix that. And
what
then
about when hanging them? Does it, like when you're hanging, does it have to be perfect?
Yes.
I have that. I'll redo a nail or a tack or whatever over and over again.
Yeah, I kind of will too. I don't know. I don't think I care that much about that. Like I care like to the point where I notice it and it bothers me, but like I will forget right after I think, oh, that bothers me. And then
right out the gate.
It
doesn't bother you. Oh,
no, it bothers
me. This is boring.
No,
you're making this boring.
You know, it does bother me, but just like not, I wouldn't say it's one of my things. Oh, these are so dirty.
Yeah, that's a thing that drives
that
me crazy.
Crazy.
I don't think... When you try and clean glasses, they just get dirtier.
You're supposed to use like a specific type
of
cloth.
Yeah, they give you the cloth. And
I already
give you
lost
spray.
It. Like, hello,
it's
you think
gone.
I'm going to find a 1-inch by 1-inch piece of fabric?
Yeah, the
like,
1 ounce little spray
that.
Bottle of lens cleaner
Come on,
and
get
that
out of
cloth.
Here, that. I use my shirt and everyone's like, don't use your clothes. You have oils on your clothes. I'm like, okay, girl, what am I supposed to do?
Do you have the case for them still even?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm surprised I still have the glasses.
Yeah, that's a thing. Here you go. Asymmetrical food slices.
I don't understand.
When you cut your food, does it have to be like symmetrically perfect?
No.
Jeez. You're just not bothered by anything.
I'm bothered by so many things. These things that you're mentioning sound like kind of normal. Like I feel like most people.
Asymmetrical food slices would not bother me. Number three, mismatched sock textures. This.
Yes, that would bother me.
Would
textures,
drive me
yes.
crazy.
Textures, yeah, but not mixed-matched socks doesn't bother me.
No, but the textures.
The texture has to match, correct. Yeah.
I loved that it thought of this because I was like, oh, that's a really good one.
That is a good one.
Because that really bothers me because a lot of the socks that were like generic and they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Just like a white crew sock.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a different brand or pack, they feel a little bit different
mm-hmm.
or like have like the athletic tighter part in the middle. You know, some socks have that or whatever. Mm-hmm. You sleep?
No, I'm listening.
Those kind of things are a little bit higher or something like that. I can't do that.
Yeah,
they have
I can.
To be the same,
same vibe,
same bag almost.
Nah, I don't. They have to be the same vibe for me. Like,
do you buy bagged socks? Is that weird?
No.
That socks come in a bag.
That's like a dude thing. I think I don't. Well, maybe girls do that too. But
I gotta
like,
go get a bag of socks. It doesn't sound right.
Usually, I mean, I don't know, but I don't usually buy like all the same kind of sock. I usually get like, oh, those are cute print. You know, like I don't.
Well, whenever I wear, this has happened to me multiple times, not recently, but over the course of my life, where I would have like a patterned, like, you know, different kind of sock, like a colorful patterned sock. And people will say to me like, oh, are you a sock guy? I'm a sock guy, too.
A sock guy?
Yeah, like a sock guy. Like
I don't know that they're sock girls because.
Some guys are sock guys, apparently. And when they see you wearing socks, they're like, oh, sock guy? And they like want to talk to you about socks. Show you their socks that they're wearing.
Really?
Yes, this has happened to me multiple times.
And men are fascinating creatures.
But now I'm a bag sock guy. So
Guys make fun of girls for liking Taylor Swift and they're like passionate about socks. It's wild. But I love it. Socks are cool. I could get down being passionate about socks.
We want to talk more about socks?
No.
Okay. Pens without caps, especially if the cap is lost forever.
Well, okay.
Stupid.
That does drive me crazy. It's not a thing that I have, but it does drive me crazy to the point where I literally duct taped lids together for our children. Cause it doesn't, I don't like.
You used a teacher hack for our
markers.
Yeah, I
saw a teacher hack to duct tape all the lids of one pack of markers together so that when they take a marker, they have to put it back in the same lid thingy.
And did they?
You know, I think it worked well for the boys. Maisie, no, I just found all of the lids duct taped together, pens.
She's our resident artist. So
she loves drawing, she loves art, and she refuses to put things back.
Like,
she
with her creative, it's not within the realm of her creative process.
Will not put them back.
This is funny. This fifth one on the list, because it's people who misuse idioms, and the example they give is like saying nip it in the butt instead of nip it in the bud.
Oh, this does drive me crazy.
But this is what we were just talking about with itching a scratch.
Yeah. Scratching, is that the same thing? Nip it in the butt. Isn't that like more like a...
Nip it in the butt. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone misuse that. It's nip it in the bud.
Yes, nip it in the bud.
Do I say nip it in the butt?
I don't think so. I would have called you out for that. I actually get annoyed by these things, even though I'm a total hypocrite because I do it often, I'm sure, like with the itchy scratch moment. But like, it does bother me when I, but it's not just with like random phrase, like nip it in the bud. There's things like words that people mispronounce. Like espresso drives me freaking bonkers.
I still do it. I still
and
do it.
And you know what?
I say espresso.
I think Sabrina Carpenter is saving lives. Like, she has saved me.
Does she say X?
Yes. Of course, no, she doesn't. She does not say it's me espresso because it's not the word. She says espresso. You don't even care.
No, I'm doing something.
So now that she has her song Espresso, I think it's taught the world how to say the word correctly. Because now there's not as many people saying espresso, I don't think, anymore.
That's helping people?
What did I say?
That people aren't saying espresso anymore. I still have to fight it. I have things like that.
No, they are saying espresso.
They are. Does she say? Oh my God. I'm sorry.
I know you were not listening to a word.
I can't do that. You can do that. Because whenever like I'm talking to you and you're on your phone, I'm like, tell me what I just said. You'll tell me. I'm like,
word
how did you do that? But for me, when I try and do it, I'm like, no, I got this. Like,
I know
other
we both
people
do that to each other. By the way, that wasn't like that wasn't a sassy bitch moment. Unless it was. I'm sure people tell me it was.
No, it wasn't.
But we do that often to each other. One of us is on the phone and we'll be like, what did I just say? To see the other person good.
Yeah, and you always know verbatim.
Word for word the whole conversation.
I don't even know what you're talking about. So Sabrina Carpenter says espresso.
No.
She says espresso?
Yes.
She's.
Why would she say it wrong? She says espresso. So now.
What happened was I got confused which one was actually right.
I know. It's really upsetting. So this is one of my things.
It is espresso.
It is espresso, yeah. Love. You say espresso, which is incorrect. It is espresso. And that is what Sabrina Carpenter says. And I feel like less people are saying
my brain
espresso
just
now. But also there's other things like that where I'm like, oh, that's not how you say that word.
I asked AI, what are some other commonly misused idioms just now? And they say, yeah, nip it in the butt for all intensive purposes.
Oh, I don't know which, I don't even know how to say
that.
For
all intensive purposes, can you give me the correct version of that?
For all intents and purposes.
Yes.
It's not intensive purpose. Is that what you said was the wrong thing?
Intensive purposes.
Yeah, no, I don't say that.
Yeah, I don't think that's like one in the same is incorrect as one and the same. Don't
one
say that.
And same.
I could care less is incorrect.
Oh, that one drives me crazy. You
should say
I couldn't care less, because if you could care less, that means you care quite a bit. And
right. That
I couldn't care less means I care so little about this.
I couldn't possibly
no
care less.
There's no way I could care less about how much I don't care about, like I do not care about this at all. But when you say I could care less, that means you could care a lot. That one drives me crazy.
Supposedly.
That one's just like, that's like library, like grow up.
Supposedly, obviously. A scapegoat. I've never, do people-
scapegoat?
A scapegoat, like escape room.
No, it's a scapegoat.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me I was wrong there.
It's
I was
saying apparently people
shocked.
get these wrong.
They say escape instead.
You've got another thing coming.
That's what I think what I would say.
Why does it say the correct version is you've got another think coming? Are we really going to depend on AI?
No way. Is it?
Maybe they mixed that one up.
No, wait. We have to look that up.
What do you mean?
You've got another think coming? Is that what it is?
They're saying that, yeah, this is what, I mean, this is artificial intelligence.
So what's it saying is correct?
It's saying the instead of you've got another thing coming, that it's, you're supposed to say you've got another think coming.
Wait.
But what, that, meaning to be mistaken or to reconsider something.
Wait.
Is saying the meaning of that.
Wait. Is it think or thing coming? It is think.
There's that 80s metal song. You've got another think coming.
It's. I think the song is thing, but the original version of the phrase is another think coming. The thing version is a variant based on a mishearing of think and thing. You've got another think coming. I've definitely always said that wrong. Well, I've never said that, but like I've always thought it was thing. Not think.
I mean, I've never said it. You've got another think coming. Maybe I will now, and people are going to be weirded out by me.
No way.
Hunger pains versus hunger pangs.
What?
It's hunger pang.
A pang?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Like a pang of hunger. Like it's like a interesting. Wow.
Tongue and cheek.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yes. Tongue and
meaning
cheek?
Something said with irony or humor.
You thought it was tongue and cheek?
Yeah, it's tongue and cheek. Because it was
that's
something
harder to say.
Said with irony or humor. Tongue and cheek.
In, yeah, like in.
Well, I would say in.
Yeah, that's
just in. The letter N. But I never thought it was tongue in cheek.
I did.
Well.
But I got other ones wrong.
That's what that one is. Okay, now we're going back to the other thing. Okay. I'm saying other things see if you're actually, if they bother you.
Okay.
And I wonder if this bother any, if any of these things bother you and you're listening or watching this, tell us.
We like hearing what bothers you.
I want to know if these are right. Because this is a weird one. TV volume on odd numbers. Some people, it's unsettling unless it's on an even number. This I could get on board with, but I don't do it. But I do like it to be at like 12.
I don't think
I'd rather it be at 12 than 17.
Oh, see, I don't think I care about that. That's shocking to me that I don't care about that. I feel like I would. That seems like something I would be bothered by.
Using a spoon instead of a knife to spread something on bread.
Doesn't bother me. I've done it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer not to. But if I only had a spoon.
Yeah.
I could do that. But I wouldn't do it I wouldn't be like, oh, I got to make PB&J for the kids. I'm going to use a spoon because it's easier.
Can I tell you something that does drive me crazy? Someone using a rake on cement, like on the sidewalk, instead of a broom to get leaves. That's
pretty common, I would say.
Unbelievable to me. That is like, that's one of my top pet peeves. Definitely
top 3.
You've
told me that before.
I cannot.
Does that come up a lot in your?
It does. It comes up frequently. People do it all the time. Like, I don't know if it's just a laziness thing, like they don't want to go get a broom, but like, I'd rather you leave everything on the sidewalk. Like, don't use a rake. The sound it makes.
I would rather that than a leaf blower. I don't like the sound of.
I'd way rather a leaf blower.
I feel like I'd never heard a leaf blower my entire life until I moved to LA. And then it was the only thing I heard for a decade.
Leaf blowers don't bother me too much. A rake on the sidewalk is, it's truly the worst. It's the worst sound. I really don't like that sound.
Yeah. It's a bad sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Okay, what else?
If you can think of any other things that drive you crazy, you can say those too.
I can think
of
a lot of things.
Shirts that twist during the day.
What?
When seams end up in the wrong places.
Wait, how? How does this shirt, what are you talking about?
Your shirt gets twisted.
But how does your shirt get twisted if you're wearing, like.
Does your underwear ever get twisted?
No,
I don't like that.
I'm not three.
Does when you're wearing your, you know, boxer briefs, does like the leg run up?
No, I don't wear boxer briefs, but that does sound obnoxious.
It is. Shirts that twist during the day.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Half-finished puzzles.
It doesn't bother me. No. You get to finish it later.
You're so chill, man.
I'm so freaking chill, man. See, that's what's annoying about me, though, love. It's not relatable, my things. That's annoying
to me. I said obscure.
These sound like normal things that people be annoyed with.
I know. The next one's like overfilled trash cans. That drives me crazy.
Okay.
We've already established.
That does not drive you crazy.
Okay.
That doesn't drive you crazy. And a trash can that's over full? That doesn't drive me crazy. It drives me crazy if we can't fit any more in it, but it's not because like it's over. Oh my gosh, there's so much gunk on my freaking.
Yeah, this one is saying chalk that squeaks on a blackboard. Yeah, that's not
See,
an
these
obscure
are all very
thing.
Common.
Plastic packaging that won't open. People who say literally when they mean figuratively.
Okay.
It's
you
literally
need to grow
infuriating.
Up if you feel that way because literally, I get it if it was, you know, 10 years ago when people started saying literally.
Our kids say literally so much.
I know. Everyone does.
It's like their new favorite word.
I think it's one of those things where the word has changed meaning because people used it incorrectly for so many years. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't want to say
no one's gonna
figuratively.
Say figuratively. You guys, I'm
it's hard. It's
figuratively
not.
So serious.
It doesn't come off the tongue nicely.
No, literally so much better.
Figuring. It just sounds like fingering. Okay. Random capital. Christ, put me to bed. It's the middle of the afternoon. Capitalization in text. Like writing, this is so annoying, but with just the A and the N and the Y all in caps.
No, because that's a vibe. That's not an annoying thing. You have to work
I would
hard
think
to make that happen.
Cool.
To me, that's like, I'm wacky. Like, wow,
yeah.
Wow. Like
or
if you're talking
very,
weird.
It is very annoying if you wrote it like that.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
People who use speakerphone in public.
That actually bothers me.
What is wrong with you?
That doesn't bother you?
No, if you do speakerphone in public, I don't even like to talk on the phone, not on speakerphone in public. I feel like even
I just
that's
think,
insane.
I feel like I'm not supposed to hear it. So it's more I like I don't
on
like
the phone
it because
in my home.
I don't like it because I feel uncomfortable. Like I'm not supposed to be hearing the conversation. Like I'm like no. Wait, what are you doing? I can hear this. Like yeah. It's like phone
I'll
calls
use
are speakerphone supposed to be private.
I'll use speakerphone at home.
Yeah, if I'm alone in a room.
I actually prefer it.
Me too. If I'm alone in
but
a room.
But if I'm in public, does it feel weird to hold a phone?
Yeah,
to
I don't
your
like
head?
It. I don't like it at all. I feel like I will only do a phone call if I can be on speakerphone, which means I have to be alone.
But
which...
so that's what you have. But so because whenever I am in public and I get a phone call and I have to answer it, which damn you for calling me. Yeah, you have to hold it. It's so awkward. This isn't what phones like that were meant to be. Like when they had phones and you held them to your ear, they were like, you know.
Yeah. They had the part you hold and.
Yeah, you had the part you hold.
Yeah.
And then they got weird and all cordless and they became like bricks.
Yep.
Saved by the Bell. Anyone?
Huh?
Saved by the Bell.
What
Zach,
about
Zach
it?
Morris.
It's a TV show.
Well, yeah, he had like the first kind of cell phone and it was like the big plastic gray mm-hmm. thing that you pull the antenna out
yeah.
of. You know, watch Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yes. Screech.
Rest in peace.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Yeah, it was a pretty tragic ending, I think, for Screech. I don't think he was doing too well at the end there. Lisa Turtle?
I don't know who that is. I don't know that
Kimberly,
I've ever actually seen an episode.
Kimberly Spano?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
Slater? AC Slater?
I know that name, yeah. Can I tell you guys something that Eric does?
What?
You didn't do it just now. Right now you're just saying names of Saved by the Bell. He'll
trying to name all the Saved by the Bell
he
characters.
He will ask me. He's known me so long at this point. We've been married, we've got three kids. I mean, we are each other's person. We know each other better than anyone. Like we are the other, you know, soulmates. This man still doesn't understand the concept that like I don't watch movies and don't know celebrities, right?
Well, you just don't watch movies or television. It's
but,
not like reality,
which is fine. But he'll ask me like, and this is fine and normal to be like, oh, do you know? And I'm just gonna say someone I know because like I don't know the people you know. But this is an example of what he'll do to me. He'll go, Ariana Grande, you know. And let's say he were to say, what, who? No, I don't know
but
who that is.
But that's like the same thing. Imagine if I was like,
No, that's not the point.
If I was like, who?
No, stop. That's not the
You'd
point of
like,
what I'm saying.
What?
Right.
You
that's
don't know
fine.
Who that is?
That's fine. That's fine. That's all normal. This is the part that's crazy to me. Yeah. So have this conversation with me right now. Okay. So it's fine and normal to ask me, do I know someone? And then I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And you go, what? How do you, well, that's crazy. How do you not know this person? That's all the normal part. This is where it gets wild. So act out with me. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Ariana Grande.
Who?
Ariana Grande, you don't know who that is?
No, you know I don't listen to music.
Really? Seven Rings?
I told you.
Eternal Sunshine?
I told you I do not listen to music.
She was on Victorious. A Nickelodeon.
What is that?
She's red hair. And then now she's a pop star.
Pop? Like what's
and
pop?
And she sings this song. Like if I were to then list every song she's ever sung.
I told you, I don't know who.
Does this to me every time he brings up a celebrity. I'll say, I don't know who that
I'm
is.
Talking about celebrities. I'm talking about then, like movies or TVs I watch. Yeah.
And then he will list, he'll be like, you know, And then he'll list everything they've been in. And I'm
credits?
Like, it doesn't make me know them. You listing their credits
their
doesn't make me know them.
You will have no idea. Yeah.
But he does it. And he'll go and I'll keep just going, I don't know. Nope,
does it bother you?
Still don't. It's just funny to me that you think that I'll suddenly know who someone is if you list
would you
obscure
say
movies
they've
been in.
It frustrates you and it needs to relax?
No, sorry. I just think you're wasting your breath. Because if you start listing obscure films that these people have been in, it does not make me suddenly know them.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm sorry.
No, I like it.
I'm watching this new show on Apple TV.
Okay.
John Hamm.
I've heard of him.
Isn't it Amanda Peet?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, really?
Don't do that to me right now.
Hold 9 yards.
Oh, brother.
You didn't.
John
Hamm. It goes like that.
I don't know what he's been in. I just know
Your Friends and Neighbors. It's done pretty well.
Okay. John Hamm, I don't know anything he's been in. I just know he was on a talk show the same day as me once.
Oh my gosh. So you never saw Mad Men?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant show. People who walk slowly in groups.
Yeah, they're in the dust.
Unnecessary quotation marks. Like signs that say fresh bread and fresh is in quotes.
That doesn't happen.
And that would piss somebody off?
That
maybe
doesn't
like
happen.
English professor.
AI's not doing good right now.
Pens that start writing and then suddenly stop.
Come on, that's not a. Come on.
I hate pens that don't work.
I do too.
And it feels like most pens
don't work
for the amount of time, for the amount of ink available to them.
Yeah.
If they even work at all from the beginning, fresh out the package.
Yeah.
You hear that, pens?
You know what bothers me? I really like crafting. I don't know if you know this about me, but I love crafting and I like to journal and I like to scrapbook and stuff when I'm traveling a lot and I like to make them colorful and fun. And so I like to bring little, you know, sets of pens and whatnot. And there's these thing called gel pens that I've been using since I was a wee little tot. They're so pretty.
Is the ink gel?
I don't know why they're called that.
What's gel about them?
I don't know, but they are the worst writing pens, but they're pretty. Like, it's like you get to have a ballpoint pen that's like in different colors because you can only get the good pens in black and blue, maybe red.
So you went with aesthetics over function.
Well, yeah, because I want it to look pretty, but I'm like, why can't they make really good click pens that actually work that are different colors? I can't find a good set of them. Like, literally, I have them right here. I'm going to show you how
horrible these
freaking
pens are. Show me these gel pens.
Okay, so I've just grabbed a few from my desk. And just pick one out. Anyone?
I don't like these.
Yeah, I know. They're horrible. They're the pens with, like, they have a lid. I think they're called gel pens. I think that's what people call these.
You're saying these are the ones that are pretty?
Well, because you can get all colors. You can get every single color of them.
Oh.
But, like, they don't have...
But for most things that you need a pen, they ask you to only use blue or black ink.
Yeah, but what if you're scrapbooking or, like, writing a cute note or whatever and you want different colors? Like,
What if I'm scrapbooking?
Try to write with it. I'm just seeing if I have a real pen over there somewhere. Probably don't.
Watch, I'm going
to
write my name right-handed.
Oh, that's strange. See how, like, it started off all... light. See how horrible that is? Didn't that feel horrific?
Maybe it's because I'm doing it right-handed.
But it's also, it's like one of those pens that, like, if you don't write with it at the right angle.
Oh, look at that.
What about it?
Half of my E is, like, bold.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Leaky.
It's horrible.
Eric, this, oh.
It's horrific.
It felt like.
It's horrific.
It felt like when you touched, like, it felt like, it made my ear hurt. Like, it felt like it's like a shockwave up me.
It's awful.
I did not like that.
It's so upsetting.
Is
because
that the,
like,
paper?
No, it's not the paper. It's the pen.
It feels like chalky or crusty.
It feels like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, if you have a pencil that really needs to be sharpened, like, it is pretty much dull, and, like, the sides of the wood, like, shaving of the pencil part, like, scrape against the paper. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like, it feels like it only works if you hold it at a very specific angle, which doesn't exist when you're writing because your pen moves.
They know that they're for children who
these
hold
are
pens
not
like
for
this
children.
And only write
no,
straight down.
These are not for children because my kids have used these and they get so frustrated because half the time the ink doesn't come out. So does anyone know?
It's not working.
Yeah, that's Maisie. If anyone knows where I can get pens that are all colors and fun and pretty, but work like a typical, what are they called? Like a ballpoint pen?
What's your favorite pen?
What are they called?
Comment what's your favorite pen.
Honestly, I bet you that's a crazy topic because, like, pens,
people
they're definitely, I have favorite
people
pens.
People are loyal.
Like, I don't know the name of it, but there's like a specific one that I would go for that's a click pen that's black, and it always slides well, glides well when you write with it.
I'm pretty sure, from what I remember, Bic is made...
Yeah, maybe that. I don't know.
Or Pilot. Pilot Pen is in Connecticut, near where
Pilot
I grew
pen?
Up.
I don't think I know that one. Hold on.
I don't know. Pilot? And I think Bic is in Connecticut. Maybe Connecticut is the pen capital
of the world. I don't need like
a
super fancy pen. Like, I'm not like a super fancy prisoner.
There's like in Connecticut. Am I crazy, Connecticut people? There's like the Bic Mansion.
Bic. Isn't that the name of the guy in like...
You know, Bic Lighters, Bic Pens.
And Back to the Future, isn't his name Bic?
Biff.
Oh. I messed
Bic.
Up.
I don't know. Oh, come on, Bic.
I mixed up Biff. Biff and Bach.
Bach?
Are you serious?
Oh, is that a Wicked thing?
Of course it is.
Wizard of Oz.
Brother. Okay, what else do you got for me, love?
Oh, Colleen May Ballinger. What don't I have for you?
So weird when
anything
you say
you
my
want.
Name.
Anything you want.
I didn't know if your list was
done.
I don't
have any more, but it's literally, it's like an A. I can ask, what do you want to know? We can ask it anything.
I want to know.
It's crazy. It's like Google,
about
but
your
like
your girlfriend on the waterbed.
Oh my God! It's not going to know that.
Come on,
it's not going to know that information.
I wanted to ask you something, love. I wanted you to perhaps admit something to me, to the world, and I can do this as well, if we need to. But I saw someone say,
you're called out.
I saw someone say like they didn't know that babies can't have water. They were like, what? Babies can't have water? What are you talking about? And there's a few things like that with parenting that you're like, wait, what? When you figure it out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things are just kind of common sense or things you hear along the way of growing up and whatever.
Intuition.
And especially as a girl, this is not a sexist thing. It's just like, it's technically a sexist thing, how society treats men and women and boys and girls differently. Girls typically hear most of the stuff that kids need and don't need and should be around and shouldn't, whatever, growing up. So like, I knew babies couldn't have water, but I didn't think too much of it. It was just kind of like when I had them, I was like, oh yeah, they can't have water. And I was like, wait, why? And it's because their tummies are too small. They need to be filled with just the nutrients and not the water. It's like safe for them because they could essentially starve if their tummy gets full of water and then they aren't. I'm not a scientist, guys. Okay. This is what I assumed or looked up years ago. Yeah. I don't know now, but anyway, they can't have water. And this girl was like freaking out. She's like, they can't have water? And then I was reading the comments like, wait till she finds out about honey, because babies can't have honey for the first year. That was something that I did not know. And I only found out because at the first pediatrician appointment with Flynn or something, I think it was like early on, either right after we had Flynn or right before we had Flynn, where someone was like, no honey for the first year. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't know.
I think I knew that because there was like so much, there was so much time. There was like, it was like a year before they're, you know, not a year. When did they start eating solid foods? I blacked out.
It's about 6 months. Some people do like earlier. I think Flynn was a little earlier than 6 months.
Yeah. So, but like you have a lot of time where they're only having, milk, so that you can figure out what they can eat. So like, I think there's a certain amount of caution there when the pediatrician
is going to start telling you that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But are there things that you discovered as a parent that now you know, obviously, but like that you're like, what? They can't do this? Because there's like a few things for me, like the honey one. I was like, why can't they have honey? Like, I didn't know. Not that I was going to feed Flynn honey when he was a baby. It's just like, I didn't know that. I knew like you have to cut the grapes. I knew they couldn't have water. I knew that they didn't
eat solid foods
until they were 6 months old. You know, like I knew about all this stuff. But is there something that you were like, I didn't know this about babies?
I didn't know that I would never sleep again till they were 18.
Yeah.
Years old. I didn't know there was a lot. I mean, they teach me something new every day about, you know, myself and humanity and everything. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of that, but like specific things that I didn't know. Let me see. You put me on the spot. I didn't know how much strollers cost. Can you believe how much strollers cost?
Yeah.
It's insane. I'd seen people with strollers my entire life pushing their babies around. And I was like, what, $100? I didn't realize there was much as a car.
They're crazy.
It's insane. And they've only gone up in price recently. I don't know if you've seen some stuff on that. I didn't know.
Do you know how they're supposed to sleep?
I didn't know how they were supposed to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how they're supposed. I mean, well, that changes a lot, right?
When they're little babies.
Yeah, when they're little babies, you want them sleeping on their stomachs. Is them back now? Love, I'm telling you, I blacked it all out.
Did you just say you blacked it out?
Blocked it? Shit. This podcast is ruined.
Wait a minute.
What's the problem?
You've got to be joking.
Let me keep going.
You know that it's been back to sleep.
Yeah.
For like probably since like the 60s.
Right.
I don't know how long, honestly.
But all our kids like loved being all cozy on their tummies.
They absolutely didn't. And they never slept on their tummies. Maybe if they slept on your chest for a little nap while you're watching TV.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
But like, absolutely not. They never slept on their tummies.
I didn't know when you potty trained them. When I was like, oh, well, you get to potty train them and then like you're done. It's like, no, you still have to like assist with the pottying. Like I thought once they're potty trained, like great, they can go to the bathroom by themselves. They definitely can't. Once they're potty trained, they can't even get onto the toilet. So it's like, sometimes I'm just like, gosh, like I would rather they just piss themselves because it's like.
Yes, me too, which is why
they're always like, oh, no, because potty trains now means like instead of them just like pissing their pants whenever they need to piss their pants, now they have to tell me that they need to do that.
No, they don't. You have to tell them.
Yeah, or that.
It's both.
And then
it's
you
like
have
every
to go,
20
minutes. And then you
have to do
things. And then it's like, you know, these are little humans. They have free will. They can say no. They can say, I don't want to wipe. I don't want to wipe
It wasn't that deep when it was just Flynn, but when you have two potty training at the same time, it's pretty wild. I mean, our kids are all potty trained, obviously.
It's
now,
all,
but
every time I'm doing, I caught myself, like every time I'm doing something, like one of them, just because there's two of them, they will be like, I have to pee. And I caught myself being like, really? Like, you know, can you not?
I know.
Be having to pee?
I
there's rats eating my car.
I can't believe you're three kids deep and you think babies sleep on their tummy.
I don't. I take it back.
No, it's.
I remember just... it being confusing, mm-hmm. And I remember we had their swaddling, and I remember like the little like it was like when you put the bumpers up for bowling thing that went around them. What was that called? That little had a name.
The little bassinet thingy?
And had the foam thing that like went around.
Those things are problematic now. The Dock-a-Tot.
Dock-a-Tot. Yeah.
You're not supposed to let them sleep in that now too.
But yes, they would be on their backs.
I was surprised by swaddling. I knew I'd heard of swaddling. I'd seen moms swaddle their children. I didn't.
Way more intense than I thought it'd be.
Really intense. And it's like, it's intense how much as a parent, it's like, we can't let them out of their swaddle. Like you don't want them to escape the swaddle. And how, like when I first learned about swaddling, I was like, yeah, the little hand pop out. Yeah. But when I first learned about swaddling, I was like, I'm not doing that to my child. Like, because I'm claustrophobic. I get claustrophobic easily. And I was like,
yeah,
I was just thinking about what it would feel like to be wrapped up tightly and not be able to escape it.
Apparently
and
comforting if you're a little
baby. A month
baby.
Or two into having Flynn, I'm like buying the ones with Velcro. Like
those are intense. Yeah.
They worked on him. They didn't work on the twins. Maisie could escape any swaddle. No. Maisie's little hand popped out no matter what, but.
Yeah, it's nature, man. It's nurture, not so much.
But yeah, there was. I was just curious involved. If there. Now I feel like I need to ask you a bunch of questions since you thought the tummy thing. But
I didn't get over it. I just misplaced a memory.
Yeah, no, it's fine. There's so many little things though when you have a kid that you're like, huh? Like I feel like everyone's just kind of because there's no way to learn it all before you have a kid, and there's also no way to learn it once you have kids. Like you have to figure it out as you go a lot of the time. It's just good to know the important stuff that's like the life-saving stuff and try to take in as much information as you can. But like even little things, like I remember when Flynn had
has it stopped for you? What's prompting this conversation? Because has it stopped? Because I feel like it's so hard now and I don't know what to do. And I have no idea what to do now.
Same, that's what I'm saying.
And now I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know with this.
No, same.
I didn't know you had to register for kindergarten 3 years in advance.
Right.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
No, same exact thing. I'm like, it's still constant. It's constant. But like, when you have a baby, there's like little things that like, I had no idea about. Like when they eat their first food, they don't really eat it. They just kind of have it in their mouth and spit it out immediately. And I remember thinking Flynn didn't, I was like, he couldn't figure it out. And it's like, oh no, actually that's just like babies just kind of like put it in their mouth. And they don't know how to eat. They just spit it out.
Right.
There are so many things and my babies being in the NICU. I didn't know anything that happened to babies in the NICU.
Yeah, I didn't know that was so common.
I didn't know they'd be eating through a tube through their nose. I didn't know that was just like what happens.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know any of these things. You just kind of have to figure it out. But you're right. Even now, like summer school stuff, summer camps. I'm like,
For me, I'm like it's so hard right now. It's like, hey, you want to talk about how hard it used to be? And it's like, well, it's all blended together. It's the same hardness.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about what was hard. I was just saying like things that we weren't aware of that like.
Oh, I've started spiraling. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
like,
I wasn't talking
about
how it's
stuff,
hard.
It's just like, yeah, it's like
I was just saying like, it made me chuckle a little bit that girl who's like, babies can't have water? What
yeah.
are you talking about?
Oh, that's
about?
Where the conversation started.
And I'm like, oh, yes. That girl's going to have a wild time if she ever becomes a mom because like, That's
oh,
every day.
She's not.
No, she's not. Oh, she was okay. just saying, like, I didn't know babies couldn't have water. What are you talking
about?
Was
this like a viral thing or was it like
I don't know
niche
if it was viral.
Your...
It was just someone on TikTok. But I was like, oh, that's like something that happens constantly when you're becoming a parent is like, what? Like even I, you know, setting up the kids for summer camps and whatnot. I was like, wait, I started trying to do it because some girlfriends of mine were putting their kids in camps a few months ago.
Yeah.
And then I tried to sign them up like a few weeks later and they're like, everything was sold out and it was like, months ago.
Apparently not, you have to like when they, you have to wake up at like 6 a.m.
Set alarms. On, yeah. We're setting alarms.
Hey guys, we're setting our alarms so we can get our kids into this camp. Like that's a thing.
It's crazy.
And then they're expensive.
It's like, they're so expensive. It's so competitive. It's so wild. But even little dumb things, this is so stupid, but like, what do you mean? I have to just like, I have to remember to make doctor's appointments for everyone. I can't do that for me.
I know.
Why doesn't the doctor call me and say, hey, it's time? Because they have 1,000 different patients, obviously. But I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to remember doctors and the dentist and all the different things. And of course we do for our children, but not for ourselves because we're not good at that. But for us, but that's something I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not good at this. Who allowed me to be in charge of this?
I'm putting a car seat into a car is... It's like learning a whole new language.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, well, I got a car. Then you have to do a different kind of car seat. It's like a lot.
I have big beef with that, with car seats and with strollers.
It's a scam.
Well, of course it's a scam because then they recall them every year and say like the one you had is trash.
So you have to get a new one.
You have to get a new one. And they also are like the one they have when they're first born is different than the one they have to have when they're 6 months old. Is different than the one they have when they're a toddler. Like they change them constantly. So you have to keep buying new crap. But also, why? This makes me so mad that they're so complicated to get into cars. And I understand why. It's to make sure that like they're buckled in really, really securely so the kids are safe. Like, I appreciate that. But then why can't they all get on board, all these different companies, and make them all the same in the sense like, we know there's a button like at this part of the car seat that like releases the seatbelt or whatever. You know, like every single car seat we've ever had is wildly different. And it's like one of those escape room type of locked boxes where it's like, figure out how to open this locked box. You don't know where the key is.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out a code and it's in Morse code, in invisible ink on the wall somewhere in a room in this house. Figure it out. That's how it feels to me.
What kind of escape rooms are you going to?
But that's how it feels to me when trying to understand how to like loosen the belt of the car seat, but you have to find like one of our car seats, the button you push to loosen the car seat strap is like underneath a piece of
and
material.
It's not a button. It's
it
like
looks
a little,
like a trap door.
It's like a little trap door
you
lever.
You would never know it's there because it's underneath, like there's this material covering the whole car seat, but underneath one specific spot of the material is like a latch that you can go into, and underneath that is a lever that you can put. It's crazy.
Yeah. You have to like I said, it's a whole new.
Why can't they all
language.
Do like if that's what you can do, fine, be a freak about it. But like make it so they're all the same because every time we have to switch car seats or go to a new place.
These are different companies.
So like how to pick it up and put it down.
They're trying to innovate.
Why do they all have to be so different? Because they're and so complicated. Oh, it makes me car seats make me crazy.
I can tell. Oh my gosh.
Where the seatbelt has to go through, which holes and which loops, and you have to open up a contract. There's one of our car seats at one point had a thing where you like opened up a thing to get the seatbelt through because it like clicks into the car, but then it's also there's a seatbelt you have to put through. You have to like push a button and a lever thing, and it opened up the car seat like it was like a magic trick. It looked like crazy, and the seatbelt was supposed to go through the secret compartment that you didn't even know was there.
And mind you, like a glue of crushed goldfish in old yogurt has like amalgamized.
That's a very big word. I
like
know.
Through in all the cracks of all this. So it slows it down, the functionality of it, the machinery of it, like a lot. So I don't know if they anticipated that.
They definitely didn't anticipate that, but they did. I feel like
it's like they've just taken Nature Valley bars and just crumpled them up all over there.
I feel like they are trying to make parents angry. Like I feel like when they design car seats, they're trying to make parents angry.
Yeah.
Like, why would you put a button inside of a trap door underneath a hidden fabric that's impossible to reach with? Like, are you joking?
They're just, they have to make it like complicated because they're like, this person's caring for a child, driving a child around. They should make this, keep them on their toes, you know?
It makes me rage. I really can't stand like.
You can, don't go in a car with Colleen.
If you think
she's mad about like child seats, watch her with an infotainment system. It's crazy.
Oh, no. I can't even talk about
you
it.
You just like, just if there's a screen in a car.
I literally can't talk about
she
it.
She just smashes at them. And all she talks about is how much she hates the car.
No, I don't smash time. It. I just we go, this doesn't work.
Get you a car from like 1990, no yes. screen, just tactile yes. buttons.
Yes.
That's it.
All
no,
I want.
No touch screen, anything. Yes. And just like, yeah.
That's the dream.
That's what you need.
I would genuinely
I feel
love
like they're
that.
Coming out with a truck that is that. It doesn't have anything. Like literally, you have to put your phone to make it do anything. Like, you heard of this truck?
No, I haven't. But I miss
the
my 1986
you, the windows
Volvo.
Are you go like this.
My 1986 Volvo is the dream. That was the best.
Yeah, truly.
But anyway.
That would be sweet to get one of those.
Our babysitter's leaving, so we've got to go. Did we talk about anything today?
No.
I love that.
Want to close out with an idiom?
Yeah.
On accident.
What do you mean?
Instead of by accident. I did it on accident.
It's by accident?
It's by accident.
I say that one wrong.
Deep-seated.
I don't know what that means.
Like deep-seated hatred.
I don't know that I've heard
it's
that.
It's actually deep-seated. You never heard that?
I don't know.
Case in point.
Yeah. Case in point.
Yep.
Okay.
Wreak havoc. No one says that.
Wreak havoc?
Exact
wait,
revenge.
Wait, I actually need to know that one because I think I say that one wrong.
It's wreak.
Oh, good. I say wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, no one says wreck. Mute point instead of moot point. I don't know.
Moot point. What did you say it was? It's moot point. Whatever. No one uses that.
Take it for granted.
Granted?
It's take it for granted. Did you read my Mother's Day card?
Granite?
Did you read my Mother's Day card? I don't think you saw it.
I haven't yet.
I sealed it with wax.
I saw
I typed
that.
It on a typewriter and I sealed it with wax.
I need to open
and
it.
And I looked at it this morning. I'm like, she didn't open her Mother's Day card?
I didn't because it was sealed with wax and I didn't want to like rip it open. I haven't done it yet.
Well, the beginning of it, I did.
Do you say granite?
I did a joke. Yeah. So what did the rock collector say to her husband? Don't take me for granted.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. It's a good one.
Doesn't even read her Mother's Day card.
I will. I'll read it right after this. Thank you. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you, or you'll
we'll
hear us.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Next week.
Next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.